The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the Republic of Ireland's home game against Israel is likely to be moved to a neutral venue. But is this the right call? Sinn Féin and the Social Democrats have tabled Dáil motions this week, calling for the government to stop the games from taking place at all. Maurice Cohen is chair of the Jewish Representative Council of Ireland, and he joins me. Good morning, Maurice.
Good morning, Claire.
Your reaction to the news that the game, which, as we know, was due to be played here in Dublin, is likely to be moved to a neutral venue. How do you feel about that, firstly?
Well, it hasn't been confirmed yet, and I really hope that neither the government nor the FAI will be bullied or intimidated into the home match taking place other than in Dublin. It really raises serious questions, not only about football, but about our confidence here to manage disagreement within a democratic society. And democracies are not tested when everyone agrees. So they're tested when people profoundly disagree. And the true measure of an open society is whether it can accommodate competing views, peaceful protest, and lawful public events without retreating from them.
So you would welcome the peaceful protests, whether they're peaceful or not, we don't know. But there will be protests if that match were to happen in Dublin. You're saying that you would welcome that?
Well, certainly everybody is entitled to a peaceful protest. And that, of course, is fine. What we would not welcome, or anybody would not welcome, is anything that wouldn't be peaceful.
Now, the Taoiseach has said when he was asked about this last night, that it is quite horrific, the level of atrocities that are taking place, the continuing subjugation of the people of Gaza in particular, where sufficient aid is not getting to the people. He's saying this amid the pressure that's coming from the Sock Dems and Sinn Féin, both of whom will table motions asking that the match not be played at all.
Yes, what is your question to me, Claire?
What is your view on that, that the match should be called off?
Well, I don't think the match should be called off. As I said, it should be played. This, after all, is about sport. People don't realise what the Israeli team are. Let me tell you, the Israeli national team, it reflects the diversity of Israel's society. And some people to have an opinion on the Middle East conflict based on sound bites, that is not good for democracy or debate. The team includes Jewish players, Muslim players, Christian players, and Druze players. Some of the most recognizable players come from Israel's Arab and Muslim community. So when people speak about the Israeli team and not playing them as though it were a political institution, they're often ignoring the reality of who these players really are.
But I suppose if you agree to play Israel and you stand beneath the flag and you respect the country in that way, are you then ignoring the 2025 International Court of Justice opinion, which concluded that Israel's continued occupation of the Palestinian territories is unlawful?
I don't quite see how the playing of a football match in any way agrees or disagrees with that. This should be about playing sport, not about politics.
But you're legitimizing a country which is engaging in unlawful activities in relation to the Palestinian territories and is involved in what the International Court of Justice described as racial segregation and apartheid.
I think that you're still conflating political situation with a sporting event. There is no reason that one should take it out on the players of the Israeli football team. We're not playing the government, and the Israelis are not the government, and they can't be responsible any more than Irish athletes can be responsible for actions of the Irish government.
Just given the level of opposition and public opinion in relation to this match, do you consider that it is difficult for the Irish players to be put in a situation where many people don't want them to play this match and yet they're being told they must?
That will be for their own personal conscience. Again, I think from one athlete to another, they should be very happy to play them. I accept that some of them aren't, but it's they would not like to be put in the same position and have to be controlled by the Irish government if situations were reversed.
Do you feel the stance being taken in Ireland, you know, if the decision is confirmed that this match won't go ahead here in this country, that in and of itself does Ireland a disservice?
It does Ireland a disservice. First of all, we have to look at consistency here. The question is not whether people have criticism of Israel. Many do. The question is whether Israel is being treated according to the same standards as everybody else. Ireland has played many countries where governments have faced criticism over wars or international disputes. We played Qatar only recently, a country along with Iran that is one of the worst human rights histories in the world. Qatar, a country that hosted the leaders of Hamas, who were responsible for the worst pogrom on Jewish people since the Second World War. Hamas is a terrorist organization responsible for the suffering of the millions of people in Gaza.
But this doesn't make it right, though, Maurice, does it? And this is what, you know, what people say. You know, I accept what you say, that the people who play on the Israeli team are from many different backgrounds. But we know that military service is mandatory for most citizens over the age of 18. So it is true, isn't it, that most of those Israeli players will have served with the IDF?
They will serve with the IDF in defence of their country.
And you can understand why people will have an issue with that, considering the actions of the IDF over the last almost 3 years now.
Well, the actions of the IDF are defending their country and defending their people. And it is the duty of every government to defend its citizens. And I've no doubt if the situations were reversed, the Irish government would be defending us, the citizens of Ireland.
And Maurice, the Social Democrats, and Sinead Gibney, the TD, was here, but she's writing in The Examiner today saying that the Irish government should indemnify the FAI in relation to any fines that they might incur if the FAI decides to pull from this match. Do you think that's a wise position for the Irish government to take?
I think the FAI should go ahead with the match, and there should be no thought of them being indemnified.
And you believe that match should happen in Ireland?
Absolutely.
Maurice, thank you for joining us. Maurice Cohen there, who is chair of the Jewish Representative Council. Now,
the Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.